1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hope your day is off to an awesome start. Again, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Tyler, who listens to the Rocker Morning Show. I was talking the other day about getting my freaking my plumbing done. It was a absolute nightmare of a situation. So I was talking about this earlier on this week, is I lost power to my furnace. The igniter went dead, and in a matter of 12 hours, everything froze and basically exploded underneath my kitchen. All the copper piping, there ended up being 5 breaks in the plumbing. So Tyler and his company, they just came in CNC and they just gutted everything out, and they were in the crawl space, like getting dirty. They basically did the entire plumbing for the kitchen. I mean, it just shows the importance of keeping that area warm. But just in case, just in general, the piping being exposed like that, there's ways you can avoid that. So I wish I would have worked ahead a little bit and protected that stuff. But I feel like it was only a matter of time before that happened. But now they got me all set up. Everything's back to normal. Water's back on the house. And I feel like I'm not living in the Stone Age anymore over there, because, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, that's the beauty of home ownership. It's better than the last situation I was in, where I literally had shower water dripping on my head. Not fun. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. So Sarah and Zach Cox, they owned the Garden Griddle in Pawpaw. They owned the Garden Griddle for 10 years. They're residents of Mattawan. They set up and they were able to live this dream of owning a diner in Pawpaw. They're a big part of the community. 2023, unfortunately, in March, they announced that they would be closing down. And it seems as though they're going to be opening up a new restaurant. On the 1077 RKR app, we have a preview of what this place is. It's going to be the kitchen, and it's not going to be like a traditional restaurant, especially because of where they're moving into. So they're actually going to be the kitchen at Lucky Wolf, the Lucky Wolf Theater Cafe. They're going to be opening up that new kitchen there, and so it's going to be a very select menu. But they've got some big plans. The 1077 RKR app has all the info on that. Very much looking forward to these owners. These guys are super cool. I've hung out with them before. Very nice people. They love Pawpaw. They love serving their community. And they really just love expressing themselves through food. They've been doing catering and sweets orders, but they're very excited about getting back into the kitchen and getting back into Pawpaw as well. So you can read about the kitchen at Lucky Wolf on the Rocker app. And wish them the best of luck, because they're going to be opening in less than a week. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. A rare and amazing recording of B.B. King highlighting just how talented he was for the King Biscuit Flower Hour. This live performance features King in his purest of elements, with an album which is recorded over 2 nights and even featured appearances by the Winter Brothers, Johnny and Edgar Winter, and even jazz guitar legend George Benson. This recording is one of the best live blues albums and performances you'll ever hear. Pick up yours today and enjoy a master bluesman practicing his craft. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There was a place that I remember going to in Southfield when I was a kid, and it was a Little Caesars place, but it was like an actual play place. It was almost like a Chuck E. Cheese, but for Little Caesars. And I grew up on the east side of the state, so my connection to Little Caesars might be a little bit stronger than on this side of the state, even though they've been Michigan made, you know, since the start. But this Caesarland place is unbelievable. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you know, I've seen pictures and it brought back a lot of memories, but there's actual video of someone's birthday party taking place at Little Caesar's Caesarland is unbelievable footage. I'm just astounded that this is actually a thing. It's from October 2nd, 1990, and it shows these people going into Caesarland, like the fun zone, like it shows like the dining area. It is an absolute wave of nostalgia. Like, to see this again just literally takes me back to when I was a kid. I can't believe somebody actually recorded this and uploaded this to YouTube. If you've never seen it before, open up the 107.7 RKR app, watch this video, and you're seriously going to want one of these back.
It's time to grab your tie-dye, light some incense, and get ready to go on a far-out magic carpet ride. Because it's story time with Uncle Brad. He's not your average storyteller. Nah, this guy lived it. We're talking bum out on the highway and a backpack full of dreams. From VW vans to Michigan's Woodstock at Goose Lake, Uncle Brad was there. Riding the cosmic waves of the 60s and 70s, one trip at a time. Now, it's story time.
All right, Mark Frankhouse here. It's 107.7 RKR, and I got my Uncle Brad here in the studio. He's like a legend in our family. He went hitchhiking all the time way back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, he lived it up. And all these stories are 100% genuine. Tell me the story about B.B. King here in Kalamazoo.
Well, it must have been around 1970 or 71, because I had a draft card, so I was 18. Oh. And back in the day, Gilmore's department store was on the mall, and their front door was the mall side, but the back door was on Portage Street. And across the street from on Portage Street, across from Gilmore's, was their parking ramp. And it wasn't a huge parking ramp. I think it was maybe two stories. And during the summer, they had the Gilmore Starlight Concert Series. And there were different bands that would come. Like, when I was a kid, my parents took me to the Association.
Wow.
Wendy and Cherish and all those.
Yeah.
And so we went to that. But B.B. King came to town. And my buddies and I, we didn't really have that much money or anything. So we sat on the curb in front of Gilmore's on Portage Street. And we listened to B.B. King play that night.
Wow.
And when he finished, we just walked up the stairway up to the ramp. Nobody stopped us because the concert was over. They didn't care. A bunch of hippie kids coming up. So we went up there, and B.B. King was still on the stage. Well, there were some fans up there, and he was talking to them. So we went over there. We said, "Hey, B.B. King, you know, how you doing?"
Yeah.
"Hey, how you boys doing?" You know? And so I asked him, I said, "Hey, do you have a guitar pick?" He had a pocket full of them.
Oh, God, yeah, but
oh, yeah, they were little red guitar picks, and it wasn't anything he actually used on stage, but he bought these things in mass, you know, to out to people, and he looked at it. It was a red pick, and it said B.B. King on it, and I still have that.
Nice.
And, you know, probably back in the late 60s and the 70s, you know, everybody is burning their draft cards back
then. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I never burned mine because B.B. King signed it. So I said, "Hey, will you autograph my draft card?" So he said, "Sure." I still have my draft card.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to burn that.
No, and so I still have the draft card. I have to bring it in and show it to you sometime.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. I can see it, like all your friends. "Come on, Brad, burn your draft card." Be like, "Hell no."
But that was the B.B. King story.
107.7 RKR, the Rock and Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Wendy's had announced in November that they were going to be closing between 200 and 350 restaurants across the United States. They never really gave a reason why specifically or how they were going to choose, but we've learned now that two Wendy's in Kalamazoo County have closed down. The one near the radio station on Gall Road has already closed. Somebody was funny on Facebook, and they're like, I guess they're scared of the Chick-fil-A that's opening, which, man, did construction on that go super fast. But we've got the other location up here on the 107.7 RKR app. And update on the people who were working for those Wendy's. They were given the opportunity to stay with the company in different areas. And like I said, they didn't give a reason why these two in particular had closed down. But the one on Gall Road is closing. We got the other one here on the app as well. If Gall Road, still no shortage of food options over there. And with Chick-fil-A, this traffic's going to be just a wonderful 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We are doing Vinyl Vault Thursday all day long to start every single hour, a deep cut from the RK archives. So make sure you get your requests for Jen Austin and Doc Holliday on the chat button on the 1077 RKR app so they can hook it up for you. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We are coming up on Craft Beer Week. It is the 16th annual Kalamazoo Craft Beverage Week. It's returning for a 16th year. It's pretty impressive that they're going to keep rolling this along. Craft beer, craft whiskey, all sorts of stuff to be expected. Happening this weekend, January 31st, this is when it all kicks off, on Sunday to Sunday through February 7th. It's going to have 65 events and specials at over 20 different businesses. And the 1077 RKR app has all of these different places. In fact, we're going to be talking to Jake tomorrow from Presidential Brewing Company. We have a kind of a sneak peek as to what you can expect there. But again, a lot of different places doing stuff for Craft Beverage Week. So get on the 1077 RKR app. You can check it out, see where you want to hit up this week.